There you go, John Prine, Paradise. And I got to thank Steve Fruitman for pointing that out. I thought it was Green River. That's the only, because I sing it, you know, and that's what I remember. It's a very important song. It's a very, Labor Day, we're talking about all these things. We need electric vehicles and need a lot of them, and we need to build the industry. Unfortunately, the Anglo-Saxon little empire, Washington and Ottawa and London are behind. And in the developing world, there are people who make these electrical vehicles for good quality, good price. And Mexico has solved the problem. They have 29 plants in the past 2 years of Chinese vehicles companies. And they have a good deal with them. Most of those, in those 29 plants, they're producing vehicles which will be sold in South America because the South American workers like the idea of a $10,000 car that is better than the $50,000 car produced by Detroit. And I'm sorry for the United Auto Workers and others, but they better get on the ball and think about the country and say to the manufacturers, let's go with this electric vehicles. And let's also, if you guys are, you understand competition, then compete. Otherwise, bring in the plants of these automakers who know how to do it. Unifor, the union here, has been echoing absolutely every last word. I don't think they even have a brain anymore. I think it's AI. They just take whatever is written by the big three and then write it and then put the union's name at the bottom. And they're not thinking at all, because we are in a free trade agreement with Mexico. Mexico is taking the right steps. They are developing electric vehicles. But we can't do it because the gas guzzlers are going to make us use every last piece of coal and every last drop of oil before they want to go to EV. It's because they make more money producing to a closed-off market, which they dominate and drive everybody else out. They're afraid of competition. But what we ought to have is a policy of business and cooperation and mutual benefit with the car manufacturers. Yes, from China, that's it. They are not a rival. That's just another country. It's a developing country. It doesn't have any designs on us. It doesn't have 800 military bases around the world in order to stand on people, including the Germans, by the way, who are still occupied, and Japan, who are still occupied by the Americans. So on this Labor Day, it's a good time to mention this. If those EV electric vehicle makers were permitted to function here, and by the way, all automakers in Canada are foreign. There is no Canadian car. I hope people notice. There are Italian cars, and there are German cars, and French cars, but there are no Canadian cars. We make them for the Americans. The Americans are 90% of the market. Canadian workers build cars that are sold in the United States. So why shouldn't they make Chinese cars that are sold also in the United States or sold wherever the Chinese manufacturer wants to sell them? And the only answer that is negative and goes all crazy is one based on race. The idea that we could fall behind this people that we always treated as inferior is actually at the nerve center of our Anglo-Saxon madness, which is creating bad trade wars, and the magic word in that line is wars. Trade wars lead to real ones, and the labor movement should not be associated with such ignorant policies. So this has been the Taylor Report, and I want to thank Pedro, and we'll tell you that a good program. Steve Fruitman, 334578, is coming up.